door neighbors sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Nothing but great old-time records to play for you for the next hour. So stick around, have some fun. Show brought to you, of course, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Yes, you could learn to be playing all this great music yourself. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the program today. A lot of stuff today. A lot of weird stuff today. I've said that before on some of these shows, haven't I? We got a lot of weird stuff. Going through another box polka records, we have a polka featuring kazoos coming up today. We have the Windy City Brass doing a polka version of a huge hit record by Sonny and Cher, if you can imagine that. We have an all-girl old-time orchestra. We have a salute to Polish baseball. What else have we got going on? Wally Pickle will play three trumpets at the same time in today's show. We have all that and a bunch more coming up. So I suggest we get right to it with Bruno's Jolly Hop Polka featuring Joe Kovich and his old-time accordion with Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals. Jolly Hop Polka, Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals there. And how do you know that that was the Bruno's Jolly Hop Polka? You ever wonder about that? There are so many instrumentals with such a wide variety of bizarre names. When someone says, how do you know that was Bruno's Jolly Hop Polka? The correct answer is because it sounded like Bruno's Jolly Hop Polka. Anyone, that one featuring Joe Kovich and his old-time accordion, by the way. Now, every now and then, I run into a record label I've never seen before. Doesn't happen often because I've seen an awful lot of them. But I have the Yale record label here, and the word Yale looks like it's spelled out in, I don't know if it's logs or pieces of plywood or exactly what it's supposed to be. And now here, let this be a lesson to you. This is not a good example, but it's an example of how people like to spell things in a cutesy way. I have the Melody Polka. It's actually the Mellow D Polka, and not even the M-E-L-L-O-W D Polka. It's the M-E-L-O-D-E-E Polka. And you ever notice that a lot of people come up with ways to spell things like that for their website domain, and then when you go to find them, you can't find it because they found some cutesy way to spell it. So here's my valuable tip to all you interweb page developer people. If you're going to call something something, spell it the common way so people can find it, okay? Because let's say that you were going to have the melodypolka.com. Nobody would spell it M-E-L-O-D-E-E polka. I mean, it works on a record. It just doesn't matter. And if nobody's singing on the record, it certainly doesn't matter. But it's just, if you're doing stuff for the web, stop trying to spell it all cutesy. That's like people who use the word four in their webpage and they use the number. No one spells things that way, all right? Johnny Stevens and his orchestra, the Mellow D Polka on Yale Records. There you go, the Mellow D Polka, Johnny Stavins and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the best old-time music we can find, and it's all old-time music, all off of phonograph records. We don't play any digital recordings on this show. The show itself is digitally recorded, because if you're listening to it on the internet or who knows what radio station, that's how we distribute things now and then. I remember the good old days when radio programs were distributed to the stations by mailing phonograph records all over the country. Then we moved to real tapes. Then we were mailing cassettes. Now digital downloads, it's just so handy. But anyway, the songs we're playing are all coming off of actual phonograph records here on the show. I know last week I mentioned, if I sound crabby today, I'm a little crabby this week. Well, first of all, I think I mentioned last week's show that I goofed up my shoulder moving a sofa out of the house. And I was going down the front steps, and I don't know, I did something. Well, I went to the doctor finally, because it hurt after a week. And it turned out I had done this like a year and a half ago and had totally forgotten about it. And I have a separated something in my shoulder that, according to the doctor, is made out of cartilage, and it doesn't heal because there's no blood in it. So he gave me a shot of something that's supposed to reduce the inflammation, and if it doesn't get better, they want to do MRIs and sew it back together and all kinds of stuff. So my shoulder still hurts, and it's my record-playing arm, so it's not convenient. And greetings to the month of October. And I don't know where you're listening to this show. You could be anywhere from Texas to California to Pennsylvania, to Florida. We have stations all over the country that are playing our show. But here we were producing the show in northern Minnesota this morning. It is 33 degrees. It's been raining for 2 days with winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. And blustery hardly describes the weather. So the weather's going to heck in a handbasket. And my record playing shoulder hurts. So I'm a little bit grumpy this week. So bear with me. But now I know our team here, the Minnesota Twins, this season, but obviously some baseball teams are quite good and will continue to play for several more weeks, and in salute of that, totally by accident. On Mishawaka Records, out of Mishawaka, Indiana, I have Sig Sakowitz and the Polish Baseball Power Song. Here you go.
What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream.
Let me tell you about a dream I had the other night. The scene was at a baseball park. It was a wondrous sight. The time was late September. Pennant fever filled the air. And in the park, a crowd of 50,000 fans were there. The starting pitcher was Janeski. And the catcher was Tyshynski. And on second, Mazurowski. Pennant fever filled the air. And on short was Dick Trusevski. First base coach was Ted Kluszewski. And in center was Yastrzemski. All the Polish stars were there. On third base was Grabarkiewicz. A brand new star was he. And then we had Ken Szatkiewicz. He fielded brilliantly. Warming up was Peronowski. By his side was Mo Drabowski. On the bench was Ron Klimkowski. And Wasilewski too. Came the ninth, there was no scoring. Until then, the game was boring. Suddenly, there came a roaring and the fans went wild. Cause Mazurowski got a single, Dick Trusevski a safe bingle. Then Yastrzemski hit the ball a mile across the right field wall. The manager was Sakowitz. A jolly guy was he. His full name was Sig Sakowitz. Sig Sakowitz? Sig Sakowitz? That's me!
What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream.
Now, there you go. One for the baseball fans here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't know if you can really dance to that one, but I was imagining the nightmare it would be with all those Polish names for the play-by-play announcer on the radio, you know? That would be terrible! All right, on the way, the All You Ever Need, All... oh, man, All I Ever Need Is You Polka. Oh, it's the Windy City Brass. Genie O is doing the vocals, and it's, yes, it is the Sonny and Cher song from, like, what, 1969 or whenever it was. So stand by for that, but I have to tell you about MelodiesMusicLessons.com because you can learn to be the musician yourself. You don't have to limit yourself to being able to play the radio or being able to play the record player or, more like today, being able to play the digital download MP3s on your iPad. You could actually be playing the accordion or the piano or the electronic keyboard, and Melanie can teach you how. She's your connection. And she gives her music lessons live on Skype via the internet. So even though she could be thousands of miles away from you physically, it's like she's right there, because she is right there, on your screen doing a live interactive music lesson with you. Melanie has over 30 years of experience. She gives high-quality professional music lessons. And the cool thing is, you get your first lesson free so you can try it out. If it's not for you, hey, there's no obligation. Check it out. Find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. That's MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And we're mighty darn tickled to have Melanie sponsoring the Oompa Hour each and every week. All right, let's get to this one. The Windy City Brass, Genie O on vocals. Here's the All I Ever Need Is You Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Windy City Brass and the All I Ever Need Is You Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yes, if that sounded familiar, it's because that was a hit pop record for Sonny and Cher back about 1969 or thereabouts. Jeannie O on the vocals there with the Windy City Brass. By the way, we don't play a lot of records by the Pala Brothers Orchestra, and I think we need to rectify that situation right now. Here's the Hoopla Skirt Polka.
Did you see the latest style from O.J. Praddy, where the girls are wearing skirts high above the knee, 7 inches above the knees? This is quite a view. Even in O.J. Praddy, this is something new. Ooh la la, goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from O.J. Praddy. Ooh la la, goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old gay body. In Chicago and New York, you can also see that the girls start wearing skirts like in gay body. Everybody is so pleased with this latest style. Even Grandpa stops and looks with a great big smile. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old gay party. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old gay party.
Well, there you have it. That is the Hoopla Skirt Polka from the Pala Brothers Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. I was just looking over the stack of records that I have lined up and the stuff I promised you were going to play today, and I hope I did not overextend my musical promises for the show today, because we got a lot of stuff that I mentioned that I want to play, including John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman coming up here in a little bit. But I did promise you the kazoo polka. Yes, they actually play kazoos in this one. It's the Steve Nagrabski Orchestra on Silver Note Records. And really, just grab your kazoos, because you can play along with...
thing now just follow me. On your mark, set, now 1, 2, 3. She's failed and kind of blue. Reach into your pocket and pull out your small kazoo. Then you play this happy song and set her heart aglow. On your mark, breathe now, ready, set, go. Thank you.
There you go. The thing about a kazoo, you know, it's like a harmonica. You just take it with you and play a song anywhere. The difference is, of course, with a harmonica, you have to actually know where the notes are. With a kazoo, it really just doesn't matter, you know? Anyway, there we have the Kazoo Polka, Steve Nagrabsky Orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And ran into this record on the Kooka record label out of Wisconsin. Kooka Records made a lot of great records. Old-time records, country and western records, rock and roll records back in the 60s. If you get a chance, there are some CDs out. I know I hate to talk about high-tech things like CDs, which, of course, to the young people today are already old-fashioned. They're like, CD, what's that? We have downloads now. But you run into CD collections like the Kooka Records Story, and it's got a bunch of different songs they recorded. They did a lot of great stuff. And I ran into this 45 from John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Here's the Good Time Polka. We go, the Good Time Polka there, John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I promise you that in today's show, Wally Pickle will play three trumpets at the same time. And obviously, you can't actually see him doing this on the radio. Well, I suppose you could if you use your imagination. But if you're not familiar, Wally Pickle, that's P-I-K-A-L, by the way, is famous for being able to play, of course, one trumpet or two trumpets or three trumpets at the same time. And if you think I'm crazy, you can actually look him up on YouTube. Just type in Wally Pickle, trumpets, three trumpets, whatever. In fact, now you think if you could play three trumpets, that playing only two trumpets would be kind of a letdown. The trick is he can play two trumpets at the same time, harmony with himself, while jumping on a pogo stick. I am not kidding you. And if you're familiar with Wally at all, you know he kind of made the circuit, did this on a lot of TV shows. He was on The Tonight Show. He was on The Mike Douglas Show. He was on with Joey Bishop and stuff, a lot of TV stuff, and there a lot of personal appearances. And there are a lot of videos on YouTube. So if you want to check out Wally Pickle, he's also a great Minnesota guy, by the way, and he's in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, which is down in New Ulm, which has a lot of people in it. They're not just polka people. They're rock, roll people, country people, all kinds of great music people. If you ever find yourself in southern Minnesota down around New Ulm, be sure to stop in at the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. That you'll see the Wally Pickle display right there. So I am doing Roll Out the Barrel, which is kind of a standard polka tune. And you have to realize that the three trumpets you're hearing are all being played by Wally at the same time. So here is the legendary Wally Pickle. See, with the theater of the mind, you could see Wally playing three trumpets at the same time, couldn't you? Wally Pickle there, Roll Out the Barrel. He plays three trumpets at the same time, or he plays two trumpets at the same time while bouncing on a pogo stick. It just doesn't matter to Wally. And you wonder how he does that. He's got a special mouthpiece made up that's got three trumpet mouthpieces kind of welded together there, so he can put three trumpets together, and they all stay put, so he can play them all at once. I know, it's amazing stuff. Look him up on YouTube, because it's quite amusing. All right, a lot of songs to fit in yet today. We haven't even done our required waltz, and I'll see if we can't remember to work that in here. But I stumbled on a real classy record, and I know because it's by Brass with Class, and with a title like My Wife is Always Drunk Polka, it's a classy number.
She loves me, and we have a family. Boy, what I'm gonna do with my wife, Gishda? Gishda.
All right, the Brass with Class, My Wife is Always Drunk Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, broadcasting great vintage old-time music all around the globe via the internet and radio stations all over the place. It's just fun to be able to share all these records that have been just stashed away in my basement all this time. Now, this is kind of sad. I've realized that out of the mountain of records that I grabbed with the intention of playing in the show today, and I will get to everything that I told you I was going to play, I think, I realized in the entire stack of records, I don't have one stinking waltz in there. How could I not have a waltz in there someplace, huh? So I've got to go to the record box over here and look for a waltz, and in the meantime, you can listen to Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra plus one. And I'm going to guess that that plus one maybe is a guy. I don't know. It doesn't explain it on the record. But anyway, here's Ain't It a Shame.
Charming. We felt the warmth of love was just a glance. We wanted oh so badly to be happy, and together we both thought we had a chance. Oh, ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Oh, ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our sunny sky above has turned to gray. Ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our love away.
It's a shame, Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra, plus one. That's what it says on the record. I don't know what the plus one is, but it's on Polka Town Records anyway, from Polka Town, New York. Oh, Westbury, New York. All right, well, apparently Westbury is Polka Town over there. So, all right, we got to get a waltz in here, and I did reach into the record box and just kept pulling out records till I hit a waltz that was not a Whoopi John waltz, because we've had a lot of Whoopi John records the last couple of weeks, and I thought I'd take a week off from Whoopi John. So here's the Rangers Waltz, the Polka Padre. The Have the Rangers Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour, the Polka Padre and the band on the show today. And let's see, I think we fit in all the stuff that I had promised you I was going to play when we started the show today. So I guess that's good. I cannot report that the weather has improved any here in northern Minnesota during the show today. So I'm kind of sad about that, but that's all right because I have Pete Shalin's orchestra up next. And this is the Shake Fanny Shake Polka.
I took my Fanny to the seashore so she could get a tan. I guess she thought I took her there so she could get a man. When she saw the handsome lifeguard, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Let's go!
I took my Fanny to the movies so we could see the show. I found two seats way back in the very, very last row. Saw the handsome usher, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Hey!
That is the Pete Shalin's Orchestra and the Shake Fanny Shake Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And for our next record, we find ourselves heading to the Guide Record Company of Houston, Texas, for the Happy Country Boys and the Looking Looking Polka.
Kokej, kokej, Vašku, jaku, ja mám veľkú flašku. Kokej, 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 Vašku, jaku, my máme. Jete, babi, jete domů, už je hodin 9. Už ste se roznaklepali, můžete jít ležet. A vy dosti nachmelení, co vy tady děláte. Už ste se roznabumbali, už to jenom blindáte. A vy dosti nachmelení, co vy tady děláte, už jste se roznabumbali, už to jenom brindáte. Jděte, babi, jděte domů, už je hodin 9,
už jste se roznaklepali, můžete jít ležet.
Oh, there we go. A little Texas-style country out of Houston, the Guide Record Company. Jimmy Broach there. And happy country boys here on Tim's Oompa Hour. On the way, we have a tune from The Elegance. I am not familiar with The Elegance band, actually. They're on Red Top Records, and I can just tell by looking at the record that this is a really old 45, and that's all I know about it. So stand by for a tune from The Elegance coming up. But before we get to that, let's talk about Melanie's music lessons online, shall we? Because you may want to learn to play yourself. Now, here's an idea. You know, it's daring of me, but I think we could possibly mention the pending holiday season. Maybe you want to get somebody some music lessons for the holidays, huh? I just thought of that. I'm sure Melanie could work something out with you there. Check it out. But anyway, yeah, that's what she does. She gives music lessons online using Skype. And if you've never used Skype, it's a free program. It's a free download. And I'm sure there's a version for just about every type of technological device out there that accesses the internet, whether you have an iPhone or an iPad or an Android. Probably even a Windows phone has it, I would imagine, huh? Check it out. That's what you need, along with your internet connection, to set up a live video lesson with Melanie. This is not some, you know, watch the video, kind of learn to play the accordion while watching the video thing. This is a real live interactive with Melanie teaching you where, you know, you can say, hey, how come I did that wrong? And she'll say, well, because you got fat fingers or whatever. It's real live interactive lessons. And you can find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Your first lesson is free, so you can see how it works. She's got a lot of experience teaching. It'll be fun, I'm telling you. Check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, I have The Elegance. This is a great 45. It's an old 45. And it would be so embarrassing now if somebody, you know, emailed and said, hey, that record's from 1993. Were they even making records in 93? I don't. By the way, that reminds me, tangent warning, you can always email the show here. It's oompahour@mail.com. That's oompa, oompahour. That's hard to say. All one big long word. oompahour@mail.com. Love to get your emails. Love to play your requests. Love to answer songs. If you're looking for some records or some tunes or whatever, feel free. Maybe you know more about The Elegance. I don't know, but it's the All Too Soon Polka.
She had on her mother's shoes and her mother's pearls. You watched her as she scolded them and gave them out to God. On this day, as we recall, it gives our hearts a tug. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. Remember the little dark-haired boy in his daddy's car. Feet that almost touched the floor, head bobbing above the door. He watched him as he honked the horn, signaling his turn. On this day, as we recall, it makes all our hearts yearn. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own.
she is a bride and your son's a groom. Twirl them once for old time's sake and let them leave the room. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give your blessing, throw a kiss and send them on their own.
We have the elegance there, All Too Soon Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I think we have time to squeak in another record here. But again, we find that my Polish is lacking as we get into this next record. And I realize we've had a lot of Polish records in the show today, and I think last week, too. And that's just the way they happen to come up in the boxes of records. And I think that if you were to add them up, there are probably more Polish... What is the word? Denomination? No, that's not it. You know, history, whatever. You know, more Polish polkas than there are others, I think. Or at least they made more records. I don't know. But this next record now, it's on Rex Records. It's the Good Luck Charlie Polka, and it's by Nadrawi. It's N-A, and then Z-D-R-A-W-I-E. Is that an A? That's an O. Never mind. But I looked it up on the interwebs here. It says it's Polish, and it says it literally means for health or to your health, often said before sharing a drink, and also said after someone sneezes. And I'm like, how do I say this? So I punched it into the interwebs here, and I could see we're going to run out of time just talking about this. And that's what it told me, but it has a thing here that you're supposed to click on, and it's going to tell you how to pronounce it. It's going to give you an audio example. Shall we try it here? Let's just listen and see if this works here. Okay, I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything. No, it says it's not going to... I don't. It's stupid is what it is. I'll just shut up and play the Good Luck Charlie Polka.
Szklanki będziemy pić, na zdrowie chłopcy wypijmy wraz. Ty przyjacielu, póki jest czas, na zdrowie chłopcy śpiewajmy wraz. Bo za niedługo nie będzie nam, na zdrowie wypijmy. Na zdrowie, chłopcy, hej, na zdrowie. Przychodzą panie z nami tańczyć, przychodzą z nami się zabawić. Sali, a
All right, the good luck Charlie Polka there. Drawy is how I'm going to pronounce that, whether or not that's right. I don't know, but fortunately we've made it to the end of the show and I don't have to talk about it anymore, so just pretend I said it right, huh? Wow, another show has just flown past. But we'll do it again next week. I'm already starting to pick out the records for the next time we get together for some great old-time oldies.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is produced live at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by MelodiesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!